You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You're about to listen to a podcast full of wonder, excitement, and discovery. It's time for an adventure through Odyssey. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Adventures Through Odyssey podcast, Odyssey Revisited. I'm Will here with John for a belated November news roundup. Between my cousin's wedding when we went to Colorado Springs, my finals, and John in law school and getting a puppy, it's just been a little crazy, but this works out.
Indeed.
Because, and I have not told John this yet, so I'm not going to do the bit where I pretend like I told him 1,000 times. It lets us do something kind of special for our December episode where we can rank all of the club episodes for 2023.
Didn't we do that last year?
Yeah, but for this year.
Well, yeah, I know. But you're acting as if it's like, oh, John, prepare to be shocked.
Okay, that's a good point. So yeah, we'll rank the episodes. We'll talk about whatever comics come out. So, you know, there was some news this month. The biggest thing was, I finally figured out how to get in on this. The recording session happened, so they announced a lot of new episodes. As soon as I find the page on the wiki. Okay, we'll come back to that as the wiki loads. The other thing was, that on the Instagram for a few days, they were counting down to a big event. Did you see what this big event was, John?
The anniversary. The 1,000th episode.
Yeah, so they're doing a 1,000th episode conference thingy in Colorado Springs in August, 2nd and 3rd, which does say to me that means it's an album episode, not a club episode, because I hope they would premiere the episode at the event.
I would hope so, too. Maybe they'll record it.
Well, oh, they could. That would be kind of funny.
What if it's just a random episode? Like, it's not even particularly, like,
well, you see, that's the thing.
Celebratory.
1,000 episodes is something to celebrate. And I don't want them to do, like, a big Odyssey canon continuity-heavy episode. But it will be a little weird if it's just, you know, Emily, Maury, and Susu going to get lunch.
It could be, like, the 500th episode where it was, like, I think that was a little longer than 20 minutes, but maybe not, but it was a more behind the scenes thing.
Right. Then it had, well, sort of, but then it had 500 seconds of Odyssey where it was just favorite clips.
Well, yeah, but I mean, right. I don't need it to be a big continuity dump. I think that would be less good. Like, it either just has to be a real good, simple episode that like works and like, fans will be excited, even if it's just like some character comes back,
right?
Or like a more behind the scenes sort of thing. I mean, or you could legit just have it be like some real personal wit episode.
Oh yeah, so here's what I will say. I just looked it up, and on the wiki, there's one here that says one grand party. Join us as we celebrate 1,000 episodes. Now, that's what the event is called. So
I would assume someone just put it in because of that.
Yeah, so here's what I don't love about it. I get this is to get people to mark their calendars, but they said details and ticket information to follow. I wish the details would have been available with the announcement. I get ticket information not being available, but... you know, it just kind of feels a little, like, disingenuous. Maybe they're trying to figure out who they can get to show up.
Yeah, where is it? Like
Colorado Springs.
Well, but...
I think it's at Focus on the Family.
Like, is it in some big auditorium? Like, I mean, like, what's the seat count for this?
That's a good question.
I think if we were more personable, I would try to suggest, like, let's see if they would just give us a ticket. I mean, or do we even think these tickets are going to cost money?
I don't know. Also, I'm personable. You're mean to everyone you meet.
I'm not mean to everyone I meet. I'm just horribly introverted.
Well, I would be nice to our fans, both of them.
Yeah, that's the reality of it.
No one would know who we are. But no, I mean, look, this is basically homeschool Coachella, so...
I mean, I think it'll be fun. I mean, right, it would be interesting to see what's the crowd like. Is it going to be a lot of hyped kids, or is it going to be a lot of, like, parents?
That's a good question. I need to go back and watch the video of the cruise, which I feel like was the last time they did a live episode, and see what the count was.
Yeah.
So, that's happening. And I finally got the episode list, so just going through the ones we have not talked about already. We've got one called Face the Music.
Sounds like a musical episode.
Possibly. It's Gunnar, Raz, and Jay. Who are Gunnar and Raz?
They're like, we need more characters with Jay to interact. They're like, what if we made more characters more incompetent than Jay?
Exactly. All right, so the episode Girls' Night has resurfaced. Because remember, at one point, Game Night was listed as Girls' Night on here. And that episode features no one as of yet.
Are you sure it's the same? It's actually an upcoming episode?
It's on the wiki, so it has to be true, right? Okay, so this could just be a leftover note, I will admit. Okay. Making Nice, which features, if the wiki page will load...
no one.
It features Jay, Cooper, Ryan, and Joseph.
Sounds like we're going for a heavy Jay time. And watch him somehow end up in Girls' Night.
Well, here's the thing. And we'll get to this when we talk about the actual episode. You can tell which actors have the most availability recently.
Yeah.
All right. Painted into a Corner. That's a Wooten and Penny episode. No surprise there.
Yeah. It'll be fine. Now, will Penny's parents show up?
I hope so.
Well, it just feels like half the time it's a Wooden Penny episode, her parents somehow show up.
I know, but they're also like one of the better parts of those episodes.
It's true.
All right, so we also have The Heavens Declare, which features Renee and Wit. I wonder what happens in this episode.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, the title, I feel like it's referencing something. What do the heavens tend to declare, according to the Bible?
Someone becoming a Christian?
Yes.
Or watch it just be something where it's like, I've added a new layer to my virtual reality world. And my virtual reality avatar world.
Well, it could be that, too. I'm just saying, The Heavens Declare, it being a Renee episode, that feels a little too on the nose.
It feels like they're like, we gotta... I don't know, it's weird, because I wish they would have more time of, like, Renee actually, like, trying to figure out her faith.
Right, well, so here's the thing. These episodes were just recorded. Who knows when they're coming out? There could be episodes we don't know about yet.
That's fair. I mean, and it may not necessarily be that. I mean, I don't think they're ever gonna do something... Eugene-esque, where it's like this character who's like considering their faith for like the time of 10 years in the term of the show.
I think it was probably less than 2 years given how they released episodes back then, but
wait.
Gene was introduced in album 3, and doesn't that was he like convert?
88 or 89, 94, so 5 years.
Okay, 5 years.
So, all right. The Picture Day plot, which again has no actors in it. I'm going to assume that's like an Emily Mori Susu episode.
Yeah, probably.
I feel like at this point there's two groups of kids. It's Emily, Maury, and Susu and the team, or Jay, Buddy, and Zoe.
Yeah, I mean, those are the main groups. Although, we just talked about two episodes where they're maybe introducing more.
That's true. Alright, now this is the one I'm the most concerned about. It's called Worth Her Wage. And it stars Wilson Knox and Bridget Perkins. This better not be like a Wage Gap episode.
Odyssey talking about the economy is always like, let's see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Last time, I mean, parents were like, are you suggesting communism is the solution? With like the lawn mowing episode. Even though they're just kind of say like, you shouldn't be exploitive with your employees and pay them a fair wage. Again, I still think people today, even if they didn't have the line that people were upset about, I think some people could get upset. Like, what are you trying to tell me? That corporations can't do their thing?
This is a good point. Okay. Sorry. So those are the episodes. We'll see how those pan out. We don't really have full descriptions for the next album yet, which is concerning because it comes out in less than a month.
I mean,
maybe they're just trying to get us hyped.
For what?
The drop in of what they're about, or maybe it's something cool.
I mean, we know we've got the Rydell Realizations, which, you know, great.
Maybe
title
Bernard there. Will be in it.
Oh, that's possible.
You know, I'm just hoping where they're like, we found a great replacement for Bernard, and he's really just like a cameo.
I do agree with that. Okay, yeah, so we'll see. But these episodes have to start releasing pretty soon, I think. Huh. Maybe they're changing the release dates up on us. Well, I guess we'll find out. Anyway, moving on to the comics. So, first, did you read the monthly comic?
Is that the Hawaii one or the Japan one?
No, the free monthly comic. Okay, so it's Richard Maxwell coming to Witt's house for Thanksgiving, talking about how he hasn't had a family Thanksgiving. Then it cuts to him doing some terrorism stuff during the Macy's parade.
Intriguing.
If you don't know what we're talking about, John mentioned all this new take on Richard Maxwell basically implies he's been a terrorist for 10 years.
Well, a little bit. I mean, it's like, right? It's like you're going and like he said something about like blowing something up, didn't he?
Yeah,
that was in the comic.
It was in the comic.
Yeah, yeah. He hasn't, for some reason, like I equate him in my head as having come back in the show.
Well, I mean, it felt like an episode. So there was that. It was a fun little moment. Witt, Maury, Susu, and Richard, and a couple other people sit down for Thanksgiving dinner. It's very sweet. And I think we'll hold off on talking about the Christmas cards until next month, because I know John hasn't looked at them yet. There's Christmas card art for the characters this year. Now, there's only one I'm really curious. It's Witt, the Rydell kids, and then Witt's kids and his grandkids. And I kind of want that episode.
Yeah, we ain't getting it, though. Or maybe we are. Watch them be like, we did this because there's an episode where where the grandkids are coming.
So that's the thing. They said a while ago, the December Club episode is the characters sitting around sharing Christmas stories. So it's possible, like, it's a day after Christmas and they're all sharing what they did at Wit's End.
That's fair. It could be, which would be exciting.
Yes. All right, so moving on to the weekly comic, Aloha Oi 2, Electric Boogaloo.
You know, it's not awful.
It is not awful. It is just an interesting decision.
Right? It's like a weird nostalgia play, right?
Well, it's a nostalgia play in the sense that it feels like You know, now when you do a sequel to something, it's like we're doing the legacy. It's like we're not doing it again. We're doing it with these characters and the old ones are coming back. This just feels like Home Alone 2, copy and paste.
Well, I'll give him this. Sorry.
So far how the story's going, and right now Bart just chopped off the head of the statue is where we're currently at.
Yes.
At least it feels like it's more like vignettes, like they're off doing their own thing.
I do agree. I just found it very funny. The way we're justifying this is Donna and her husband are on their honeymoon. Then Jimmy apparently writes for a travel blog and was able to get the whole family to come.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I actually thought the capsule bed in the comic looked kind of roomy for a capsule bed.
Yeah, so those things tend to be pretty small.
Maybe it was like a 2-person capsule bed. I don't know, but it was funny.
Yeah, no, there are some good jokes. I just want to know what the payoff of this whole thing with Bart being the highest form of integrity or whatever it was.
Yeah. It was like, well, it was basically just like, right, he sells the most and they probably don't even sell that many products.
Oh, that's probably a good point.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's fun to see both those characters. I guess it's good that like the wedding one wasn't all they were doing with the Barclays. But yeah, it's a little on the nose.
Yeah, and again, this just reaffirms to me, I'd love to have some episodes where they come to wit's end and Stewart gets to figure out what his character is.
Before your time, kid.
I know, like it was, and I know the jokes, but go listen to Aloha Oi. But, okay, so I would just like to point out, I don't dislike Aloha Oi. To me, you know, in the official guide, they always say, sorry, that it was supposed to be a 2-part episode, but they had so many jokes that like they kind of stretched out to 3 parts.
Yeah.
And I guess I have just always thought to myself, I think it would have been better with a really tight 2-parter and not this kind of loose 3-parter. So to revisit Again of Tokyo is fine. I think it's probably a little better because this can't run super long.
I hope they give Jimmy something to do. Because I'll say this, I think there's been some interesting stuff with the other characters. Jimmy's almost just the audience, like, insert right now because he's just like, this is great. And just kind of like laughing at stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Although I will say this, I found the emasculation of Donna's husband by Rodney to be very funny.
Yeah, it's true.
But anyway, so it's a nice comic. It just kind of feels, you're right, it's a bunch of vignettes. The art style's still a little weird. I can't get the Mitt Romney, Mr. Barkley thing out of my head.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's fine. So, anything else you'd like to note about this episode?
You mean the comic?
Yes.
It's good. I mean, it's not awful. You know, we haven't hit any racially insensitive jokes yet, I don't think. But I am, like, worried.
It is true. Now, I'm sure the joke probably at the expense of Bart saying something stupid.
Wouldn't this, and maybe they couldn't because they want this to be an episode, wouldn't it make more sense to be, like, Wit, Zuzu and Mori going to Japan to visit like their dad?
Yes.
And then Wit's like, the Rathbones.
Well, they might not want to find a new voice actor for Bart.
No. How'd it be that's the comic?
Oh, yeah. No, I think Zuzu, them going is probably an episode they have coming up.
Yeah.
Or at least something.
Right, it's interesting. I mean, the gaming convention thing was interesting. Like, what? We're going to a gaming convention?
Yeah, okay. That was one thing. It did look, one, I think Donna was being a little too uptight, but also, that's never come up before.
Yeah, it's like, you like video games?
I know, the whole that was the stupid part to me, but
yeah.
Okay, so on to the episode. The show must go on and on. Connie and Edie team up to save the Christmas musical against big odds, the varsity football team.
A Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Okay. This episode is fine.
I agree. It's, like, fine. It's not bad. It's a little, like... Has this character existed before?
Yeah, so Edie is Horace... is Horace's mother.
Okay, yeah. So, I, like, remembered her voice. I feel
so
like...
She's been in a handful of episodes, but I think this is her first starring role. Oh, she was also one of the sewing women in the sewing episode.
Gotcha. It feels a little bit like the whole episode's premised on just, oh, this woman happened to not hear the name of the person whose account this was.
Yeah, that does seem a little weird, especially because she was running the drama club.
Right. She was running the drama club and... Wait, was that the woman running the drama club?
If she wasn't running it, she was heavily involved in it.
Right. And then it's like the whole, like, it seems like the whole reason she left the money, unless she like only told the friend this, was like to support the drama club. So it's really weird that the school's like, I think this might be a thing where like she left it like kind of mentioning the drama club, but also like the school's like, well, it's just curriculars in general and football, you know?
Right, I was about to say, the principal might be able to get slammed for fraud on that one, but,
I'll say this, the realistic thing is that it was so close, because even though it's like, oh, clearly this woman wants to go to the theater club, all the football parents were probably like, football.
Well, also, as we've learned, small town America takes their football a little too seriously.
I agree. I guess, like, I kind of liked that Connie had, like, some of, like, an adult relationship with... Like, no, with Jules. Like, it was like, it was a weird, because it was kind of like a mother reaction, but it was also kind of like Connie. It's like, what? They can't shut down the drama club. They promised it to you.
Yeah, I do agree. Also, speaking of the Connie thing, this is the third episode in a row where the Meltzer's departure has been mentioned.
I wonder if their thought is like, in case you missed that episode.
Well, I just find it funny. We didn't talk about Eugene for basically a year and a half. Now that they're gone, suddenly it's a point in every episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay,
but on to the episode. So I kind of saw where this was going from the beginning that, okay, so Mr. Calhoun is both a surgeon, and I'm sure if he talked to the right people, he could get fundraising for the football team. So there's almost part of me that was like, Mr. Calhoun, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, also with football teams, you often can get sponsors.
Right.
And if this is the Odyssey High School football team, I think it's very possible you could get a sponsor. You could probably, to be real, have either of them could have asked Whit for the money, and Whit probably would have given it to them.
That is actually one thing I was going to say. I almost wish there had been a scene or a line of dialogue from somebody that just implied Whit cannot give us the money for whatever reason.
Yeah, like, it's hard. I mean, let's be real. I want Whit in one episode to be like, the dictionary money's not coming in like it used to. The encyclopedia money.
So here's the thing. If they'd done that in this episode, that would have been a funny nod, but also would have been the tiniest bit sad.
Yeah.
Inflation hits Whit's end. I'm sorry. The ice cream can't be a dollar anymore.
Has to be $1.20. No, my allowance won't cover it.
And I you only have to
get 4 shiny quarters a week.
And now you have to pay to use the imagination station.
2 quarters, Mr. Whitaker.
I'm sorry, the electric bill. Okay, so let's actually move on to the episode. Okay. I liked that Connie stepped up for Jules. Not that I'm saying she hasn't in the past, but you could also see an episode where Connie just kind of blows it off and doesn't realize how important it is to Jules until later.
Yeah.
So That was good. Okay, I know Edie has never, like, had a starring role in an episode. I don't know if this was a great outing for the character.
Yeah, it's weird because it's so tonal shifting where she's just this, like, flighty, out of control. And that's, like, an Odyssey thing they like to do, right? Kind of have, like, a character where it's like, oh, I can't take this person seriously. And then it's like, bam! Proved you wrong.
I do agree. The only problem is Edie doesn't, like, pull something out to save the... Well, she does, but, you know, Edie doesn't suddenly turn smart.
Yeah.
Not that we think Edie's bad. I think they went for a Midwestern accent on purpose, so we didn't go for a dumb Southern person.
Yeah.
So, okay. I mean, look. If you volunteer in church enough and run events... We've all run into this person, right? The person who means well, but doesn't listen or goes off in their own direction. So, I will say, I thought the karaoke scene was hilarious.
I think it was a funny scene.
I actually think that would be a fun party game.
It probably would be.
Like, karaoke shuffle. The only other thing is, once the video goes viral... Couldn't they, like, use the ad revenue from the video or something?
Yeah.
Or, like, there's some way they can pull the virality of the video. I get the point of the episode is probably supposed to be the theater needs this more than the football team does. So.
Yeah.
Oh, that was another thing.
I think, like, here's the thing. There's a lot of funny set pieces. I also think them doing, like, the thing on the court, like, oh, he hurt his leg.
Well, okay, here's my one thing about that. Didn't Cooper paralyze somebody earlier in the season?
I think we choose not to think about that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. But it is funny, right? Because he is so wealthy.
Right. Well, actually, not to go back to the paralysis episode, that could at least have been a reason they're gunning for the money is... After the incident, no one really wants to give money to our football team right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would happen in real life, but that's at least a reason Mr. Calhoun, who has enough money and enough rich resources to help fund the football team, is suddenly gunning for this grant.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think the thing at the end is very moving. But it's almost, like, too moving.
I do know what you mean, kind of.
Like, it's laying on thick, which isn't bad. Like, it does hit. And, I mean, like, it is emotional. As someone who has had cancer, it's like, yeah, that's emotional. That's good. And it's like, I think they did a good, like, reasoning of it. But, like, I'm also
surprised they didn't go for canonicity and say it was Karen.
Well, how could Karen have given the money?
That's not the point. Maybe her family gave the money. To go back to the whole Connie thing, yes, Connie fighting for Jules is a nice thing to see in this episode. That being said, it's like the fifth Connie and Jules episode in the club this year.
Yeah, it's weird to me they don't want to like do an episode that actually advances their relationship almost.
Well, I've got an interesting note about that. So, this episode was written by Abigail Geiger. And she was interviewed on the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. And one thing they pointed out, Bob and Jesse were very proud to point out, like, the last five episodes have been heavily featuring women, which...
Which is good.
No, that's a good thing. I just find it weird they were pointing it out, because we have also this four-parter in the middle of all of that. That is about Eugene.
Fair.
So, you know, she noted what... So she talked about this episode and a few other things, and we'll get to the few other things in a second. The big thing she mentioned was she loves to try to write new character combinations. So Connie and Edie, she's working on an episode with Connie and Trey where they do a back shelf bake-off. That's real. And I just think, and she mentions, you know, she wrote the Emily Susu cyberbullying episode.
Yeah.
And this is the big note. The wit apology in that episode was added much later, which, yes, we know.
Yeah.
Like, we said that when we reviewed the episode. Like, oh, clearly this was a wraparound they wrote later. Because she was talking about how Paul McCusker and Marshall Younger sometime, you know, like, know where the arcs are sort of going, but take a while to write their episodes. Not in a bad way. But I do think we could give Abigail an arc to write. And I think a good candidate would be like a Connie and Jules advancement.
I think you're right. I think that would be a good call.
So,
because it's like, I think it's something that's been going on for so long. And I feel like it's like, whoa, this is like some good potential, especially if you're like, if you're not going to have Connie get married. It's like some interesting potential, right. Interesting for growth development. It just still feels like we're on the same spot.
Yeah, right. Like, you could have told me, oh, this is an episode from 3 years ago, and I totally believe you.
Yeah.
And not in a bad way. One thing she mentioned in the podcast as well is that people love her episodes because they feel like old Odyssey. Well, I mean, she is right. This feels like a middle of the road old Odyssey episode.
I agree.
Not in a bad way, but anyway. So it's just a thought. I know we didn't have a lot to say about this one, but it is kind of the karaoke shuffle scene was really funny. Like, if I can get that to work at a party, I would absolutely do that.
Like, there's fun aspects. It's not a bad episode. I think the ending works overall. Like, it's a good emotional punch. But it's also kind of like, it's very kind of just like, oh, this character we thought we couldn't take seriously, actually. But it's weird to me because the whole episode is like prefaced around like just the fact that like she came in right after they named the name of the person who gave this thing.
Right, exactly.
And that like she couldn't like tell Connie before she went up that like, oh, here's what's going on.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I get that's to kind of like build this moment of unexpectedness, but come on, guys.
Yeah, there's like it's like sometimes clear where it's like, well, for writing, you gotta write it like this. And I'm not saying like, I don't want to be one of those people who like try to find loopholes and everything. It's more just kind of like, I'm like, oh, okay. So that's like the caveat of the episode.
Yes. No, again, it's a fine episode, a nice little thing. When we make the top 10 list next, or top 12 list next month, it probably won't be at the bottom, but it won't be at the very top either.
I have to remember what the other club episodes have been, to be fair.
Well, you've got time, so. But no, so this is a nice little romp. I think that wraps it up, unless you have any other notes.
No, that's about it.
Oh, I was going to say, if the Backshelf Bake Off episode actually happens, don't know how I 100% feel about that, but I will say, Backshelf Bake Off does kind of feel like something Netflix would try.
I agree.
Specifically, in 50% of the episodes, people throw up. Like, that totally feels like something Netflix would try to do to aim at a different audience.
I agree.
All right, so that wraps it up. We'll see you for our next episode. I'm Will.
I'm John.
We'll see you next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.